Maybe some of you are old enough to remember photo slideshows. And for some of us around here in this building, reel-to-reel audio tape. And what about 16mm film projectors? I remember these things from 8th grade science class. Relics of the past for some of us, but a brand new archive is taking these relics out of the past, saving them from the dumpster and using them for art. Wilson Sayer of Here and Now contributor WLRN has more about something called Obsolete Media Miami.
It's 3:30 in the afternoon at gate D7 at Miami International Airport. 5-year-old Brian Eberhardt and his brother sit together in matching blue t-shirts. They're headed back home to Orlando.
I visit my friend in Colombia.
They're watching cartoons, but they're not watching them on a phone, a tablet, or even the television hanging from the ceiling. The cartoons are coming from this. An old-school 16mm projector.
Have you ever seen something like this?
No.
What does it look like?
Looks like a camera of a TV.
Reel-to-reel film projected on a portable screen. Today, it's cartoons from the 1950s. Donald Duck, Goofy. The guys feeding the tape are Baron Scherer and Kevin Arrow. Together, they make up Obsolete Media Miami.
Obsolete Media Miami is a shared studio space, archive, art project, repository for all kinds of media.
And what do you do with all that stuff?
That's what I've been trying to figure out now for 30 years.
In the 1980s, Kevin Arrow did interior projections for South Beach nightclubs. Then he moved into the museum world. Now he's the art and collections manager for the Miami Science Museum. But all along, he's been using slides for art projects. At the Obsolete Media Miami studio, there are stacks and stacks of old film and slides that people have given them.
An assortment of astronomy slides, some stuff from NASA relating to the moon landing in 1969. There's a picture of Pink Floyd with Sid Barrett.
There are images of cells from the cellular biology department at the University of Miami, old family photos, and slides from a random woman's trip to the Middle East in the 1960s. Baron Scherer is the other half of Obsolete Media Miami.
Back in the 90s, every tape that I watched, I made a copy of. I dubbed from VHS to VHS. You know, but some of this stuff, every once in a while I'll look around and say, this stuff's still not available on modern formats, you know. As I weed stuff out, that's what I hold on to. What can I get anywhere else?
For Scherer and Arrow, the still and moving images they collect are like paint in a tube, raw materials to make something new. And they invite other artists to come and do the same. Kevin Arrow says there are things we can learn from this old stuff.
So much media now is fleeting and ephemeral, and this is, you know, material that has a little more longevity, I guess.
Longevity if you have the technology to use it. And those machines are finite.
You know, it used to be you could, like, build a stairway to the moon with these slide projectors, and there are less and less steps now out there.
Arrow and Scherer try to salvage slide projectors and other machines that often end up in dumpsters. It's all in their goal to add new life to the material that will play on them. For Here and Now, I'm Wilson Sayer in Miami.